CA cross, and there is no E in my name. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, comfort killers, I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name, and I have here with me a comfort killer early in the morning, bro. And it's not that early, but it's earlier than most interviews, right?
Exactly. I've been up all night, so, you know.
Yeah, that's what it is. I have David Wong K here from PureTropics.com, and we're going to learn how he has been able to build this business from scratch. Well, before scratch, it was just a dream, man. Dude was working a 9-to-5 in a safety net, getting cuddled by comforts, right? Left that piece because he realized he had way more potential than that. So, David, thank you so much for joining me here on the Comfort Killers.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. So I love what you said about that. You know, you are the definition of someone who started with a dream and brought it to fruition, because most of the times we stay in a dream state, and I know a bunch, and I've been there. So tell me, what was that cycle like? And then we're going to go back in your past, man. I'm going to go away.
That cycle was, it was good. It was a building, a learning process, a step ladder to where I am now. That job allowed me to build my whole company. I built my whole company at work.
Yeah, at work.
He's probably hearing this now, like, yeah, he got me, but I built this at work, yeah.
No, you know what I love about that? Because people, you know, like, you know, gurus, right? They're like, listen, you're not an entrepreneur until you leave the safety net, right? And that's understandable, but there's a way to build your entrepreneurial spirit while you're at work in 9-to-5, I'm telling you, I'm using resources. I'm using their facts. You know,
I'm using everything. Copy machines, printers, everything. I told them from day one, I'm retiring at 30, and they would laugh at me the whole time. They laughed all the way till I walked out.
Yeah, so what did you do before you started your company?
Before I started my company, I worked at an engineering firm. I was a pilot and aircraft mechanic.
Wow.
A lot of government contracts, R&D research, things like that.
So, I mean, mommy and daddy, anybody would be like, man, you made it, bro. You got the American dream. This is what it is. It sounds good, but to you, something in your heart wasn't saying right, right?
It's funny. When I told my mom I was going to quit, she told me, are you sure that's what you want to do? You have a nice job. See if you can do part-time. But my mom was so smart. She says, but you know what? You've been going on your wisdom, and it got you this far. Stay on your wisdom. And so when I quit, it's been the best thing.
Oh, well, so then your mom was one of the ones that are kind of like, you know, they support who you are because they've seen that inside of you.
Exactly, exactly. She's the one who told me to get into skincare. She's like, you're always mixing up my stuff when you were little.
What
you were good at.
Wow. See, that's unlike my mom. My mom was like, if you ain't a nurse, you ain't shit, okay? All right? No, but that's all right. That's all right, because that's their own traditional mindset.
It is.
But I'm so happy to hear that, you know, because it's not the same for everyone. Two people are not alike. So I'm glad to, you know, shout out to your moms, man. Shout out to your mom.
Big driving force.
So you used to mix up skincare products as a child?
Man, I was mixing up anything. If it was two bottles or anything in the house, I would see what would happen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I actually made a mosquito repellent when I was like 10. It somehow worked.
Damn.
But it started when I was young. I always knew I wanted to design colognes and perfumes and stuff. But, you know, life tells you you need to do something else.
Right. And you know what's so funny is because the passion was there, the purpose was there from a young child. Like, you didn't have to go discover what my passion and purpose was. You kind of knew because of these are the things that excited you as a child.
I had to remember it.
Ah.
You know, growing up, everything you want to do when you're young doesn't always stick with you.
Yes.
So even though I was still mixing stuff up, it never dawned on me, dang, I could make money off of this.
So right.
I had to rediscover that.
Yeah, so, I mean, how old are you now, David?
I'm 28. I'm an old man now.
Nah, cut it out. Cut it out.
Oh, man. I'm out here running.
I know. You don't sleep, and that's yay. Hey, no. You don't sleep. We're going to have to start using the skincare products under my eye.
Oh, I got some for you, man. Got some stuff for you.
So now, you're in this company, you're getting it, you got the itch, you're doing some things. What made you step outside of the amateur ring and say, you know what, let me build this business? And what did that look like?
Oh, man, what made me leave? All right, so I got to take you back a few more months before I left. Six months in to my business, I had hit 100,000 in sales.
Woo!
The first 6 months, I was killing it. I mean, I said I'm going to do 100,000 in sales. I said, I got 6 months to go. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I pushed and did it. And then I ran into the Secret Entourage, little business group, and joined their business competition. And by the end of their six-month challenge, I was like, you know what? This job ain't for me. I'm making what I make a year. Well, not quite, but a year almost in a month.
Yes.
And I was like, this isn't for me. It's time to leave the safety net, time to just jump. And I placed second in the business competition. I lost to my friend, but at the end of the day, I won because I was doing more in sales, doing more as a business, doing more as myself than ever before.
Right. And you know, when you have a product and it's a skincare product, you know, I checked out the website and you have a whole line of these skincare. You got ingrown hair, you got the tropical essence skin, you know. So how did you create those? How did you get those?
Let's start with the ingrown hair, since this is my number one seller. My original product, I had ingrown hairs. Every time I go to a barber shop, get shaved, it was horrible. I was always picking at them. So I was like, I tried everything on the market. It burnt my face. It was just horrible. So I was like, okay, I know what to do. I'm just going to mix some stuff up. And it worked. So I started doing research and mix some stuff up. It worked for me. I told my mom, I was like, yo, I'm going to get rich off of this stuff.
Because
if it works for me and my sensitive skin, it doesn't work for everybody else. And that was a process. After that, it was just listening to what was going on Instagram, making what they wanted.
So
a cleanser, do you have something for scars? Do you have a toner? And as I'd see so many requests, I would make that product and it would always sell.
Wow. So your business kind of became aligned with a need then. Hey, there's a need, there's some pain point out here, and I'm gonna go back in the lab and mix a couple things together and fix your need.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
So tell me about Instagram, because Instagram became a huge part of your whole mixture. How did you utilize Instagram inside your business?
Instagram, still a huge part. I'm trying to figure out how to add other parts. But Instagram, from day one, I was always on Instagram for my personal stuff. I still always am. But yeah. I just seen the potential. Instagram has so much potential for growth because it's getting to where it's not free marketing, but back then it was just free marketing. You grow paid so fast.
Wow.
I started sending free products out to models, to any girl, anybody who would take one to get a picture with. Mm-hmm. And I kind of built a hype that wasn't there just by doing that. And even today, my cousin will call me and say, hey, I went to my girlfriend's house and she has your products in your bathroom. Or a homeboy will send a screenshot of one of some girl on Snapchat he follows who has a picture of my products on. So I kind of drove a hype there that wasn't there, created it.
Yeah, no, that's dope. And you used the sense of giving first to get. So you utilized what the universe loves. You give first and then receive, right? And I think a lot of people are moving away from, oh, I'm not going to give my products for free. Are you stupid? Nobody knows you, bro.
You know? I just paid, $300 in shipping this morning to give away free products? You know what? If I give $300 worth of products, not even products, that's just shipping alone.
Yeah.
Away, I mean, what if 5,000-10,000 people get that? I got in vogue by giving products away.
Yeah.
I mean, I gave it away to a makeup artist who happens to work at Vogue or do work with them, and he recommended my product. And that's how I got it, by giving free stuff away.
And I love that, because I love anything that utilizes the universe and these unseen forces to make things happen for us, you know? So it just so happens that that person, they pay back. They pay back in multitudes that are exponential that you won't even figure out. And I love that you said you didn't know how you were going to do it, but you made a goal of 100K, and that's what happened. And the universe put pieces in your path to make that happen for you.
Exactly. Exactly. That and hard work, and you're going to get every goal you want.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I see something on your board back there. You know my eyes are smart. I wear glasses. What are those, your goals?
No, those are like recipes and ideas and stuff I'm trying. I'm working on some new products.
I love it.
This is the lab. I got stuff right here. I'm trying out. I'm always mixing something new. I mean, I like 10 products I haven't even launched.
I love that because, and before we got on here and before we pressed the record button, we said, you know, there's this very digital business now going on. There's info products that people are selling. Very easy. You don't touch it anymore. But you have something standalone, something tangible, something that we could use, right? And feel great about ourselves. Now, you have huge goals. 1 million in sales now.
This is my goal for this year, 1 million in sales.
1 million. And you're doing it right from the lab right there. How do you suppose you're going to get that goal?
I don't know. I'm going to work day and night. I'm going to outwork everybody else. I'm going to start beefs on Instagram with other skincare companies.
Whatever it takes.
Their customers. I'm doing what I got to do.
Exactly. Whatever it takes.
Exactly. That's always what I've done, whatever it takes.
That's it. Hey, man, what are some, because you got a mindset, right? So you stumbled in this secret entrepreneur entourage group. Did they kind of help and support that growth from building something from scratch? Or
what did they do, actually. I can't even say they don't, because once I started the challenge and they just helped really. All right, let me tell you about the challenge. The challenge is you start a business or you have a business. You set a goal. And in 6 months, if you hit the goal, you get $20,000.
Mm.
You know? And so I was like, man, they're going to pay me to win. I'm doing what I'm doing. And so I just got to it. I got to work. And during the whole process, they would have different teachers, different mentors reach out and help me. I mean, one of their top CEO guys, Alan, he did all the Google research and says, hey, you need to be on Google ranking for these because your product is so – it's so amazing and you don't have that much competition. And he sent a whole list of stuff. When I actually made it to the challenge for second place, landed within an hour there, he had pulled up my Amazon and optimized it. And I'm making 2,000 in sales on Amazon without doing nothing to money. You know, call them, ask advice. But really what they helped me with, man, is put me with other young entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Because you forget sometimes that you think you're in a little bubble when you're not. There's other people going through your same struggles.
Yeah.
I was just in California for their entrepreneur meetup, and they had the owner of Quest Nutrition giving a talk, and you got to sit down with him and talk with him. But somehow, like 5 to 6 entrepreneurs ended up at my apartment every day while I was there, and every day everybody's working and doing an incubator setup out the blue. 6 people sleeping on my floor. Working every night, working all morning, beating each other up. I mean, so they put you in contact with people who are successful, people who are on the same path as you and motivate you.
Yeah, and did you set this goal prior to going into Secret Entourage or, is it Entourage? Yeah, right?
Entourage.
Yeah, did you set that $100,000 goal prior or while you were in?
That was before.
See, this is
that was before. Then, all right, this is crazy. Then I joined Secret Entourage, and in that 6 months, I probably did more. Well, that was last year I was in that competition. Last year, I pulled almost 400,000 in sales.
Damn.
Yeah, my company's only going on 2 years old.
I love it.
So, yeah, they really pushed me to the next level. Before them, I was like 16,000 in 1 month. I was like, whoa, unbeatable. With them, I was like, wow, 25,000 in 1 month. I got to get to 30.
So now you start dominating yourself in competition with yourself now.
I wasn't even reading nobody else's stuff. I was just like, how can I be better every month? How can I always go up? And I'm in this year's zone because I didn't win last year's. And it's the same question. How can I be better? How can I do? I called my mom yesterday. I was like, I think I need to make $70,000 a month. Otherwise, I'm not going to win. I got to figure out how to get an extra $30,000 a month in.
Yeah. Yo, Mommy Dukes seems to be in your corner, man. Seems to be.
Oh, man, both my parents. Yeah, my mom really is motivation. My dad helps me out as much as possible with everything else.
That's awesome. It's awesome to see. Because, you know, what we hear the other side of it, where it's, man, they ain't there. You know, it's good to know that, yo, my parents really legit are great. My greatest supporters, my greatest backers. And, you know, for you to call your mom, you're like, man, I don't know where I'm going to get this extra 30. I got to put it down. You know, you didn't call some mentor out in the universe. You called your mom. I love that.
Yeah. My mom's one of my, she had a business too, but my parents both say, when I was young, whatever I said I was going to do, I did.
Yeah.
If I said I was going to graduate early, I graduated early. If I said I was going to be a pilot, I was going to do it. So
when
they see me, like, okay, my mindset, they know
that's it.
I'm going to get work done.
That's it. And I think that's what it is. It's really, you already developed the history. That's why when I said I was going to do this thing, they was like, stop, Stace, just stop it, right? Stop. Because they seen the history. I had to kind of break that and get and go back and teach them and let them gain my trust again. And vice versa. No, this is great. So you left your company, you're doing big numbers now, and you're just growing, you're growing, you're growing. What sort of things do you keep in your mindset? Like, let me talk about your mindset a bit, because a lot has to do with the mindset. Of course, you had an ill iron strength mindset growing up, right? But how do you handle the entire scope of life now to keep evolving?
Man, I just look at it as people want to give you money. They want to give you money, but if you don't do what you have to do to get the money, then you're never going to get it. So my mindset I look at is if sales are slacking, it's something I'm doing wrong. If I'm not gaining money, it's something I'm doing wrong. I'm not working hard enough. The other day I was like, man, I lost my bike. I need to get back to work. I go to California on the last minute. I had just got back in the country from Greece. Thursday and Sunday I booked the ticket to California for Tuesday. And I was gone, and going down there really got me back in my, I saw all these entrepreneurs and talked to people like, man, this is what I'm in here for. You know, none of my friends around me are doing it. So I have to go out to where other entrepreneurs or other high achievers are and see what they're doing.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes that gets you back in the game, puts that championship mindset back on you. Okay, I'm doing good, but I'm not doing good enough.
Right. You're not, and there's more to do. There's more people. There's more problems to solve, really.
I swear, man. My homeboy said I did 600,000 in pre-orders in 5 months, and I'm sitting at the table like, what? 600,000 in the year.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you realize you need to step back up and you need to get back on track. I came home and did an all-nighter.
Yes.
I worked my whole flight home.
Yeah.
So it gets you back in the frame of mind.
No, that's it. You amaze me, man. You kind of, you know, because you're humble and you just want to grow yourself. You're only in competition with yourself. You know exactly what to do. There's no freaking demons holding you back. You know, it's just you, yourself, and you're out there just making it happen and solving major problems. Where do you see Pure Tropics within the next couple of years or so? Is it expanded? What are you trying to do with that?
I'm trying to take over. I mean... I'm trying to knock all my competitors out. That's what I'm trying to do with the next. I'm trying to do that this year.
This year.
I'm trying to take over Brazil. Such a huge potential for skin and fragrance is so big out there that even the big, big companies have factories and stuff down there. And I just seen it as an untapped market for the natural skincare model that's provided to us because they can't get it so readily. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Are you thinking about putting some soaps in your line?
Oh, man. I'm actually starting another line with soaps, and I'm trying to take down Lush with another line.
See? I love it. I love it.
The stars.
Yeah. No, you know, just...
Take down mom and pops. I want Walmart. I want the big guys. That's what I want.
Yeah, no, that's excellent, man. I really trust and know that you're going to succeed great because your mindset is powerful. Your energy is great, you know? Yeah. When I feel this energy, I can feel it over the ones and zeros, man. It's not, you know. So of course, you 1 million in sales. You the biggest results oriented skincare company, and of course, you're proving yourself every day. Someone started with a dream and brought it to fruition. Now, let's say we have the young boy or gal, man. These young comfort killers coming up, you know. They're not into the digital stuff. I think there's the two-tone, man. You got like, who has your products? Where are your products stored?
Who has my products?
Yeah, where are they?
Man, my products all around me. We do everything.
No,
we
but
make
like,
our products. We ship our products out. We do everything.
Yo.
We make, we bottle, we label, we ship, we do everything.
So you don't want to like... Have a laptop lifestyle, bro?
I have a laptop. I've been out the country, four times this year already? I've been out the country 7 times last year.
See, this guy, he's pumping it out, man. You're doing something right, man. So you say, do you drop ship a lot of your stuff? No.
No. I hire my cousins and they come to my house or my office when I ain't home and get to work. I pull up that camera, make sure they're working, and make sure orders are going out every day.
I love that. I love that because, you know, the first thing they say is outsource everything.
I mean, I'm going to go to fulfillment just because shipping,
shipping is
so much cheaper. But, I mean, you can only do so much as you can. You don't have to start with a perfect setup. You build to a perfect setup.
I love that.
I've changed my website 4 times in 2 years. Yeah. I've changed my products labels 3 times, and each time it gets better.
Yeah. You know, well, I didn't know you were a pilot, man.
Oh, man, I've been flying since I was like 14, 15.
Well, could you land on 32R?
32R.
I'm just trying something.
I can land on grass. I land on anything.
So, you know, the reason why I said that, because I flew a plane because I needed to overcome a fear. I was in a Cessna and, like, my heart dropped, bro. One day it just dropped. So I decided to fly a plane to overcome fear. And when I was in control, I realized that it wasn't that scary.
It's not, man.
So, you know.
Did they cut the engine off on you?
Yo, you know what he did, though?
What's that?
He was like, oh, you feeling, he went with the yoke? I was like, bro. That's what I feel about fear. It's just like, you know what? The things that we are afraid of, we need to go do.
You know, man.
Yeah.
The real thing is, if you have 2 choices in 1 schedule, that's where you need to go. Mm. If you quit, I'm like, what am I going to do? How am I going to have health insurance? How am I going to have all this stuff?
Said it.
401k.
Yeah. But
at the end of the day, when I quit, everything became better.
Yes.
I started getting more in sales. I start having more peace. Mm. It's a self-fulfillment thing, man. When you don't hold on to that fear, because fear is crazy. Fear makes you think it's 100 times worse than it actually is.
Right.
You know, fear tells you, I'm going to get in this plane, I'm going to crash and burn.
That's it. You know?
But really, when you get in that plane and you touch it a little bit, it does exactly what you want it to do.
And the plane wants to fly, man. That's what exactly. It wants to fly. You don't need to fly the plane. It's doing it for you.
I don't know if you've ever seen those videos where airplanes are in a storm tied down on the ground. If you don't tie them down, and you don't tie them down right, the airplane will actually fly off.
You just have to
let it.
You know what, David? You know, there's going to be a lot of people quitting their jobs after this episode, man.
I hope so, man.
And taking a dive forward and just, you know, going out there and exploring, changing their website 4 times, asking their mama what's going on, man. It's going to be a lot of people making it happen for themselves, and I appreciate that. Is there anything that you want to say to anyone, any message, anything that you want to deliver right now to our comfort killers? Let us know.
Man, I'll tell you this, and my parents taught me this back in the day. It's be diligent. Whatever you do, be diligent. They used to tell me a diligent man will sit at the table with kings.
Mm.
Diligent in everything you do, you will succeed. You will win. If you're sitting there and you don't want to check emails, but you check 600 emails that day, you're going to get it done.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, it's that customer service that people are going to say, oh, wow, that's amazing. When I send products out and it says delivered and they say they don't have it, I don't even question them. I send them a new thing.
Right.
Because that diligence at the end of the day is going to make them tell their mom, their sister, their friends, their aunties, and it's going to bring more business in at the end of the day.
Right, and I love your strategy. Thank you so much. I love your strategy, by the way, period, of, you know, utilizing the universe, utilizing laws and principles. I look up all words. I look up big words, David, and big words to me are big words like fear and big words like overcoming and big words like success and entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So you just gave me a word, and I'm going to look it up. Even though we know the definition, do we really know, right?
Exactly.
So diligence, to be diligent, is characterized as being steady, earnest, and energetic effort throughout. So imagine what he just said. Be diligent. You know, you don't want to check that email. If you go through it, if you stay steady, if you stay energetic doing it, something, you will succeed. You will succeed. Yeah. I love that, what your parents said. Man, shout out to your parents again.
No, man.
Y'all got to get them on the show. I got to get them on the show.
They used to drive me crazy, boy. They tell you some stories about me. I was a headache.
Yeah, you like to mix up. So
yeah, man. I was always one-minded. If I know I'm going to do something, I'm going to get in trouble, I might as well do it.
Do it, right? Go all the way in.
Yep.
Hey, you can find David Wong K. Say the K. If you don't say the K, we're not even listening to you. David Wong K, of course, Pure Tropics, owner, creator, founder, Facebook.com, Pure Tropics, Instagram.com, Pure Tropics. And it, yo, if you got ingrown hairs, I'm going to call them for the thing on this thing here.
I got something for you for that, man. I love it. Amazing facial oil.
Hey, listen, we got to keep collaborating. We got to keep networking. I love that you came on the show. I believe so much that you are a comfort killer, but that's me telling you. I just need to know from you, David Wong K, please say the K, are you a comfort killer, bro?
I don't even know what comfort is. I'm out here running.
That's it,
I'm
baby.
I'm out here running.
Comfort killers, we'll see you again. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Until next time.